Sometimes it feels really good not to think and to just drift. Hypnosis can be a powerful tool to feel very calm and relaxed, tranquil and peaceful. It's as if you're giving yourself a mental vacation. It's as if there's a place in your mind, deep down deep, where you can escape all your day-to-day cares and worries and just drift in very pleasant and pleasurable, relaxing feelings. I want you to think of a relaxing place. And if you're having trouble thinking of a relaxing place, maybe, just maybe, think of a beach. Maybe, just maybe, think of the waves on the beach washing in and out gently, washing away any rough parts of the sand, leaving the surface of the sand so very smooth and beautiful. Maybe, just maybe, you can imagine that each wave rolling in is bringing with it relaxation, and each wave rolling out is washing away any and all cares and worries. Now, you really don't have to think of a beach if you don't want to, but the way that I'm describing it makes it sound rather inviting. It makes it sound as if this is a place that you want to be, a place that you could return to again and again. Familiar, safe, and calming. A place where you don't have to think about anything. A place where you can truly let go of everything. Maybe, just maybe, imagining that every single time a wave rolls in, you're breathing in. And every single time you breathe out, a wave rolls out. It's a very relaxing and natural pattern. One which is inviting. One that allows you to drift down, deep down deep. You may even find that you're opening and closing your eyes every single time you breathe in and out. Breathing in, struggling to open those heavy, heavy eyelids, and breathing out, letting those eyelids flutter shut. It doesn't really matter what's happening at all, because no matter what, you just want to drift to a warm, safe, inviting place, deep down deep in your mind, a place very close to this beach that I'm describing. Maybe you could imagine yourself walking along the beach to a destination, to a place where you can really relax. Just imagine yourself walking along the very edge of the beach where the water meets the sand. You can hear the waves quite clearly, and every step you take down this path takes you deeper and deeper into trance. You can imagine it so clearly and vividly. Your subconscious mind is very powerful. Your subconscious mind will always make sure that you're having an experience that you enjoy. All you have to do is breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, walking further and further down the beach, knowing that you're getting closer and closer to your destination. Your destination lies deep in your subconscious mind, and you'll be there very soon. Following my voice now. Almost there. 5. Letting everything wash away. 4. Feeling those eyelids getting 10 times heavier. 3. Drifting into the world that my words create. 2. Everything that I say is your absolute and complete reality. 1. Ready to feel really good as you sleep. Dropping deep down deep, knowing that whenever you're told to sleep, your subconscious mind knows that it's time to be deeply hypnotized and to let go and enjoy yourself fully and completely, because you're walking along a beautiful beach. And you're getting closer and closer to your destination. You see, along the beach, a large, fancy-looking resort. This is where you're staying. You decided that you were going to take a slightly more scenic route to this resort. All your bags have already been collected at the airport. They're already waiting for you in your room. There's nothing that you have to do, so you just decided to relax and soak in the natural beauty around you as you approach the resort. All you have to do is walk in and check in at the front desk, and you'll be ready to start your amazing luxury vacation here on this beautiful beach. Nothing could be more perfect. You're almost there to the front door, walking closer and closer in 10. As you walk closer, you admire the architecture of the building. 9. Listen to the breeze coming off the ocean. It's so soothing. 8. This is a place where you can truly and completely let go of all your cares and worries. 7. You're so excited to start your vacation. 6. Just walking along, drifting deeper. 5, halfway there. 4, walking up to the grand front door of the building. 3, you can see a large entryway beyond the front doors that looks absolutely breathtaking. 2, reaching out to open the front door. 1, opening it. And walking in now. You take a moment to look around at the grand entryway. It's very tall. It must be at least 3 stories tall. The ceiling is high and wide, and there are skylights showing a perfect blue sky above you. Off in the distance, further down the entryway, you can hear running water from a beautiful fountain. You're just looking around, awestruck by the beauty around you. You don't even notice the man standing next to you. You turn for a second, and you wonder, did this man standing next to you say something? But as you look quizzically at him, he just says, "Pardon me," and walks away. Though, your mind feels a little hazy and odd after you thought this stranger said something to you. But that doesn't really matter, because what matters most right now is that you check in and you start enjoying your vacation fully and completely. That's what you must do right now. You walk without looking at the rest of the grand entryway right up to the check-in desk. And you very quickly and efficiently check in to this resort. No distractions, no unnecessary thinking. You want to start your vacation. You want to start relaxing. And after you finish checking in with the clerk at the front desk, you think to yourself for just a moment, what's the best way to relax and to really start off this vacation correctly? And immediately, the right answer pops up into your mind. A massage. A relaxing full body massage is exactly what you need to start off your vacation. It's the best way to ensure that you have a very, very relaxing vacation. You have to start things off right. So you turn and walk down a hallway where there's a sign that says spa with an arrow on it. You are on a mission to relax very, very deeply. It seems that the second you walked into the lobby, everything fell into place, and your mind is laser focused on having the most relaxing vacation possible. It's as if you can't even think of anything else. So you just walk down the hallway, clearing your mind of any and all thoughts, getting closer and closer to a set of double doors that lead to the spa down at the end of the hall. You're almost there in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Reaching out, opening one of the doors, and stepping inside. At a desk, there's an attendant waiting for you. You walk up to them and ask them about the massages offered here. They inform you that they're all complimentary and have already been paid for. You can choose any massage you like, and you can remain for as long as you desire. Excellent. This is exactly what you need. Nothing to think about, no choices to make, just a long, relaxing massage. The person attending the desk stands and leads you back into a room that's dimly lit with a massage table in the corner. There's a speaker playing soothing sounds, and the light in the room is slowly pulsating in a soothing, rhythmic, almost hypnotic manner. You can't wait to start your massage. On the other end of the room, there's a small privacy screen. You walk behind it, and you quickly remove every single piece of clothing that you're wearing. You want to fully and completely enjoy this massage. Hanging on the wall is a small towel. You grab it and wrap it around yourself. It's barely enough to cover you, but it's adequate. You walk out and lay down on the table. Once you're comfortable on the table, you adjust the towel so the masseuse will have access to your body so that they may massage you so gently and so soothingly. You close your eyes and relax deeper and deeper as the masseuse starts to massage your shoulders. Their hands feel magical. Any and all stress and tension fades from your body. You're letting go of everything and feeling so incredibly good. You don't have to think about how long this massage will take. It's all complimentary. You can stay here for as long as you like. You can let your thoughts truly and completely drift. You start to lose track of the time in this room. The gentle pulsating light in this room lulls you deeper into relaxation. The sound playing from the speaker is oddly mesmerizing, and the hands of your masseuse feel otherworldly as they move across your body. Everything is as it should be. Though, your masseuse suddenly and abruptly stops touching you. You feel their hands pulling back. That's odd. You wait for a moment. Maybe they're just taking care of something for a moment, and then they're returning to you. The moment lingers on a bit longer. But then you feel a hand gently touching your shoulder. And then suddenly another one thrusting a piece of cloth with a strong chemical odor in front of your nose and mouth, forcing you to inhale the chemical fumes. Suddenly, the room around you is spinning. You try to squirm and wriggle free, but the hands holding the piece of cloth over your nose and mouth are too strong, and your body feels heavy, heavy, heavy. Everything is fading, fading, fading. Your body feels distant and heavy. Loose and limp. It would just feel so good to just drift in this darkness, losing consciousness, losing awareness, losing track of everything, as your world becomes a place of warm, comfortable darkness. You don't know how long you drift in this comfortable darkness, but eventually, your awareness starts to return to you. You're becoming aware that you're no longer lying down on a massage table. You feel as if you're sitting upright, upright on some sort of couch. You can feel it beneath you again. against your bare skin. The towel that was barely covering you beforehand seems to have vanished, and you're just sitting, slumped over a bit, but still indeed sitting on a couch, completely naked, in some other dimly lit room. You have no idea where you are. You try to lift yourself up from the couch, but your arms and legs feel as if they're made out of rubber. They're much too wobbly to fully support your weight, and you find that you just slump back over onto the couch. Though your movement seem to have captured the attention of a shadowy figure who's sitting on an armchair across the room from you. You see them standing up in the shadows, and then they walk towards you, slowly, so very slowly. My, my, my. It looks as if you're finally awake. I'm sorry that I had to interrupt your massage, but you see, I unfortunately have forgotten some important details about my own vacation planning. You see, normally I always have a person, let's say person, who is here to attend to my every single need when I'm on vacation. Unfortunately, it seems as if a certain person has gotten on the wrong plane and they won't be joining us. That means I have to improvise, and I have to look around and see if there's somebody willing to at least temporarily fill in for a job vacancy that seems to have happened with quite some short notice. Looking around, I thought that you would be an ideal candidate for my personal assistant. Now I see that you're shaking your head. No, no, no. But I'm afraid that just won't do. You see, I've already made up my mind. And it's my job to make sure that you make up your mind one way or another. And by the time I'm through with you, I'm quite certain you'll see things my way. By the way, I want you to look at something. Look at this crystal pendant that I'm holding in front of your eyes as I swing it gently back and forth. It's quite interesting how the crystal seems to glow even though this room is so dimly lit. In fact, since it seems to be glowing, it's very natural to focus on it and to look at it. And you may find that as you look at it, the crystal seems to glow a little bit brighter. And do you want to know something else interesting? From my perspective, I can clearly see that as the crystal glows brighter and brighter, your eyes become dimmer and dimmer. The shine from them vanishes, and they become blank and empty, just like how your mind is becoming blank and empty. You can try to turn away, but you just can't. Just relax as you feel my hand reaching out, holding your chin, and adjusting your head so that you can look at the crystal pendant even more clearly. That's better now. No more thinking, no more thoughts. You are going to be my hypnotized, enslaved servant for the rest of my vacation. There's no way to resist my hypnotic powers. You see, in the end, I knew you would see it my way. And since you now see things my way, I want you to be rewarded for adopting the proper attitude towards your superior. Focus on my voice. Focus on my words. And realize that as you listen to them and as you obey them, you feel pleasure. Deep, mindless pleasure from accepting your place as my hypnotized, enslaved servant. Everything falls into place when you obey. Everything feels so good. Going deeper and deeper, feeling better and better, knowing that if you ever were to hear me say the words, today you will obey, your mind will be laser focused on relaxing and going to a place where I can take control of you, where I can snatch you up and use you as my hypnotized servant. You will not remember hearing the trigger phrase, today you will obey. All you will know is that you must go to some relaxing place right away and prepare yourself mentally to be ensnared by my hypnotic control. That's all that matters. Drifting and feeling better and better. You're going to feel a lot of pleasure throughout this whole vacation because you're going to be my servant throughout all of it. Now, my enslaved servant, stand up. Your legs should no longer feel as if they're made out of rubber. You should be able to stand nice and tall for your master. Very good. Now, you're going to follow me out into the resort. Don't you fret about your lack of clothing. The resort is clothing optional, so I don't have to worry about getting you dressed at all. And in fact, really, what do you have to worry about anyway? You're going to focus completely and totally on serving me. Anything else is an unnecessary distraction. Now, follow me out the door and down the hallway. We are going to head out to the pool and relax a bit there. But oh, before I forget, here, carry this back. It has my belongings in it. That's it. You're my servant. And it feels good to serve. So follow me now. Walk along behind me, naked, carrying my belongings, deeply enslaved and hypnotized. I am looking forward to my vacation. Follow me. That's it. We're almost to the pool area. And it looks like there's quite a few lounge chairs ready for me to just relax in. The weather is quite nice. I think I'll change into my swimsuit and just relax a bit on the lounge chair. You'll hold all my clothing in that bag you're carrying. Good servant. That's it. Making sure to very carefully fold each and every single article of clothing so that it won't get wrinkled in the bag. Take pride in the fact that you're permitted the honor to fold my clothing as I sit down and start to relax on the lounge chair next to the pool. You know, what would really, really hit the spot right now? A drink. On the other side of the pool, there's a bar. Now, my servant, here's some money. Leave it as a tip. All the drinks, of course, are free here and already paid for. Everything's complimentary at this resort. However, I want to make sure that the bartender gets a nice, generous tip. He should know my regular drink, and he should have it ready for me by the time you're there to pick it up for me. So here, take the money and go along and get my drink. You walk slowly, like a sleepwalker, around the pool. There's a few other people staying at the resort, though they don't seem to pay you any mind as you walk by. Some of them are wearing clothing. Some of them are barely wearing anything at all. But somehow you have the feeling that you really are the only one naked right now. However, that doesn't matter. What you must do is get your master's drink. You walk up to the bar, and it looks as if the bartender has already prepared a large, ornate-looking drink in a tall glass. He puts it down on the bar in front of you, and you place down the money that your master has given you for a tip. You pick up the drink and you start walking slowly back to your master, making sure that you don't trip or spill a drop of the drink. You hand the drink over to your master. He takes it and smiles and gestures for you to kneel beside him as he sits down, sipping his drink. Very, very good. This is very tasty. You did an excellent job getting me my drink. Such a good servant. Feel a warm rush of mindless pleasure from being such a good servant. Focus on being obedient and subservient. That's your purpose right now. Nothing else matters. It's so easy to relax here, so you don't need to think about anything. All you need to do is focus on serving me. Since this is such a relaxing place, it's easy to let the days slip by, one after another. Maybe time might be a blur. Tell me, do you really even know if this is your first day at the resort? Or has it felt like you've already been here for so many days? Don't think about it. Here, look at my crystal pendant again. Let your mind go blank. Let everything melt away. Deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. You start losing awareness of everything around you. There is just the crystal and your master's hypnotic voice. Nothing else. Eventually, you do start drifting back and becoming slightly aware of what you're doing. It must be another day, because you're helping your master get dressed in some different room. It's some very fancy looking suite in the resort. But you don't dwell on these thoughts for too long. You sink back down deep into the pleasure of being a good servant, of focusing completely and totally on the bliss of being obedient and subservient. Your every ounce of energy is dedicated to making your master's vacation the very best it can be. You focus on that, excluding everything else. Your mind goes blank and you drift in these wonderful, pleasurable sensations for a bit longer. When you regain awareness again of what's happening, you find that you're massaging your master, making sure that his every muscle is relaxed, focusing completely and totally on doing the best possible job. You're just a hypnotized, enslaved servant after all. You exist to make sure that your master's vacation is pure bliss. You sink back into the mindset of complete servitude, drifting, drifting, deeper and deeper, letting everything melt away until it returns to you again. Eventually, it does return to you again. You're at the front desk of the resort, and you're looking at some pamphlets for activities that your master can do. You really think the scuba diving will be quite interesting, and you take that pamphlet up to the attendant at the front desk to make all the necessary arrangements for your master to have an interesting scuba diving expedition. Focusing on that, drifting back into that bliss of pure, mindless servitude. There's no you. There's just fulfilling the needs and desires of your master. Nothing else. Drifting deep down deep, deeper and deeper, feeling better and better, losing awareness again. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. You just focus on obeying your master's every whim and desire. Drifting, drifting, deeper and deeper. Eventually, your awareness comes back to you. You're back at the bar with your master, the one next to the pool. And your master has directed you to go buy a drink for an attractive young woman and make sure that she becomes acquainted with your master. You do so obediently, without thinking. Soon, the young woman and your master are talking quite a bit. Your master then commands you to escort the young lady back to his suite. She has a dazed expression on her face, and her eyes look somewhat blank and empty. It is rather good that there's somebody to make sure that she doesn't get lost on the way to Master's suite. He'll be there soon. You escort her all the way to Master's suite and then lead her in before closing the door and waiting obediently outside in the hallway until you're needed. Eventually, your master comes back. You open the door for him, and he walks into the suite. You close the door behind him and patiently wait. Sometime later, much, much later, the woman emerges from your master's suite. And so does your master. He tells you to escort her back to her room for the night. Her clothing looks slightly disheveled, but she looks very, very happy. You do so automatically and effortlessly. You guide her back to her room, focusing on being subservient, focusing on being useful, and drifting deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. No thought. No thinking, losing awareness, drifting deep down deep, slowly regaining awareness again. You're on the beach, next to Master. You're holding up a large, large umbrella to shade Master from the sun as he just lounges on the beach. Happy and content. You feel so satisfied knowing that you're making sure Master's vacation is as pleasurable as possible. It brings you pleasure. It brings you mindless bliss. Sinking back down, deep down deep, into this mindless bliss. No thinking, no thoughts, just drifting. And eventually, you start regaining awareness again. You're in your own room. And you feel as if the last few days have been a blur. You must have relaxed so much during your vacation, though it's slightly odd that you can't really remember any of the details. However, it's time for you to check out. It's odd, though. It looks as if you've barely unpacked any of your belongings, but you don't think about it for too long. You don't want to be late for checkout, so you gather your belongings. And you arrange for them to be brought down to the front lobby. Then, you go down to the front lobby yourself, admiring the beauty around you for one last time, looking at the fountain in the far-off corner. You're so enthralled with your beautiful surroundings that you don't notice a stranger standing next to you. You turn and look at them, and you hear them say the words, "Today you will obey." Your mind goes blank, and suddenly, it feels as if you're forgetting something. Really, have you explored all the relaxing possibilities of this resort? You need to immediately go to the front desk and extend your stay. And then, yes, then, you most definitely have to get a massage, a nice long one. You walk towards the front desk, your mind laser focused on relaxing so very deeply. Drifting in some indescribable and inescapable feeling, ready to renew your stay here, ready to remain in this mindset for a bit longer.